Security, Nyamira County Commissioner, CC, Erastus Mbui has stated that the county cannot afford to compromise the area's security due to politically instigated criminal actions. He sounded the warning yesterday after holding an emergency closed-door security meeting with all elected leaders in Nyamira County following series of criminal acts in the past 2 weeks which caused serious damage to property and endangered people's lives. "We have held an emergency security meeting with all the elected leaders in this county to forge a way forward on how to settle the insecurity situation before it gets out of hand," CC Mbui said. Insults, assault and criminal acts on Tuesday this week extended to the night, which have left a guard of the county assembly premises fighting for his life at the hospital, damaged property of one of the county assembly legislatures worth millions after torching his house. There were also damages to the county assembly building by arsonist and attempts to harm the now suspended speaker. "We cannot leave this situation to continue like this. Our security is paramount, for our security has been jeopardized," explained the commissioner. He confirmed that already 4 suspects have been arrested and investigations commenced. Remains of Bomwagamo MCA's house, which was razed down by fire on Tuesday night. "We shall not spare anyone mentioned, including those who utter hate speech insults. Their utterances will be thoroughly weighed to ascertain whether they meet the threshold of being classified as hate speech and be charged before a court of law." Mr. Mbui affirmed that the country is governed by law and he cannot allow a handful of hooligans and get away with criminal actions, yet our law has clearly spelt out on how to deal with such. Nyamira County Senator Okongo Omogeni called upon all said elected leaders in Nyamira County to preach and sustain peaceful coexistence. "We are requesting residents to give our security department, led by our county commissioner, ample time to conduct their investigations and bring criminals to book. Anybody involved, be it a high-ranking politician, government employee, or even an ordinary citizen, must be arrested to face the full face of law," Okongo insisted. He stated that political differences and affiliations should not compromise people's security, asserting that as much as we are a democratic state and our political democracy should be exercised decently and not necessarily with intentions of causing harm like it has been portrayed in Nyamira. Nyamira Governor Amos Nyaribo termed the criminal acts a big embarrassment to the county and political leadership. "I have personally faced impeachment twice and have never thought or planned of harming anyone. It shows that we have not politically matured, because we cannot settle political differences by engaging our young people into criminal activities," Nyaribo said. He urged residents to be calm and let the security do their work of investigation to know the root cause of this incidence of insecurity. Nyaribo hinted that they are planning to hold a meeting with all the elected leaders in the county not later than next week, so that they can iron our political differences and reunite to build Nyamira County to greater development heights.